So please welcome Alec Holland. Okay, so here's the deal. But in a nutshell, the relationship I have with my mother is intense. It's like this very passionate, sort of, it is at the same time just wonderful, nurturing, fucked up, and inappropriate, and I'm without a doubt replaced my father emotionally for my mother in a way that is crazy. And I'm like, three sons, I'm without a doubt the favorite, which is like both a blessing and an absolute curse, believe you me. And I sort of, you know, bless her for everything and blame her for everything. And we are each other's sort of allies and just confidants, and that is so not appropriate. That is my relationship with my mother. That is. And, this all sort of also then was stepped up a level about 5 years ago when I just decided to, just sort of not allow my mother to revise any more history in my family. You know what I mean? Like, just made her tell the truth about what really was the Holland, which is my last name, story, which just was wrong. It was a mess for my mom. It was not okay. And it was tragic. And so for 5 years, it's just been family dramas that are Shakespearean, and they're sort of, and the family, and also 5 years ago, I sort of just put down my foot. I was like, I'm so sorry, but guess what? I'm gay. And if she knew, like, wasn't like, this is the first time telling her, but like, she absolutely was holding on to that. Oh, maybe, just maybe. And also, it was really hard because my mom was shocked to find out that I was gay. Shocked. Like, absolute, complete, and utter. Like, it was unbearable. It was, the world is really round. Like, she couldn't believe it. And just, like, for a second, like, just whatever. Like, I haven't really changed the way I've looked in 10 years. I'm pretty much, you know, different whatever, but pretty much this. So just take it in for a minute. So, would you have a hard time thinking I'm gay? Not just respect, but just, like, truth. Like, also, as a child, playing with a big dollhouse, and my room was covered with playbills and pictures of Barbra Streisand. Barbara, like, in wet. Like, and was just totally like, but I had a girlfriend. Always had a girlfriend. So my mom just, whatever, that's Allie. Theater camps, the whole thing. Anyway. So that was about 5 years ago. So since then, it's been very dramatic and really hard. And going home has been nothing but painful. And just as soon as I go, I'm from Boston, from Massachusetts, and I'm right outside Boston. And every time going home is just, every last thing about it, down to the fold-out couch that has become my bedroom, which is so uncomfortable. Like, everything is a reminder of badness. So, about a couple weeks ago, I went home because I'm also, you know, we have this thing where we can't just say no to going home. We still have to go home 3 to 5 times a year and talk once a week, twice a week to my mom. Like, it's not like I'm separated. I just sort of deal with all this anger. And so I had to go home a couple weeks ago. The excuse was that my niece was having her second birthday. And there are two things that my mom, without a doubt, she and I just connect on and absolutely have this simpatico thing with. And that is, A, that in my family, my little niece Olivia is like she is the second coming. She is the Messiah. She's like everything that is good, this little child. It's like my mother and I can't get enough of this child. And two, we love to shop. So it's my niece's birthday, so we're shopping for my niece. You know what I mean? We're both like, I can't wait. Like, I don't even do all my shopping until I get home because I know that she and I are going to get to go together. And as soon as I get, like, everything about it, like, I just know it's going to be great. She even on the phone is like, there's a new toy store. Like, she's so casual. Like, we're both like, oh, like, there's a new whatever. I don't know if you bought anything for Olivia, but there's a new toy store in the center. Like, of course we're going to be there on the way home. So, the weekend starts out kind of great. It's just all of a sudden it's just starting out on a really good note. My mom, I saw I'm heading in around 9 o'clock. My mom said, "I'll pick you up." Which, okay, in Boston they're doing huge. I don't know if any of you are from back there. A huge construction. on in the city. And it's called The Big Dig. It's like a cute, everything is cute. Like if they could have called it Ye Old Big Dig, they would have. Big Dig! And it has put a complete stop to all access into the major airport. Like it is impossible to get into town. And if you're my mother, who is the world's laziest person, you treat it like it's literally like going into Boston for my mom is like a scene out of Blade Runner. It's just like, and it's like so hard. So what she always asks you to do is you just take the, she calls it the park and go, which is nothing, but there's a shuttle bus that will take you from Boston, and they get a special route, and you can get to Woburn. So my mom says, just take the stop and go to Woburn, which means nothing, but in my world, it's gorgeous, because she says, stop and what's that? Park and go. She is both from Boston and Providence. She says things like ba and ha, but she also says ka and hutwada. So she's got like this whole crazy voice. And her phone message is British. It's like, hello, you have... Like she's scared. She's scared she's going to be found out. Being like, you know, the bougie Italian Jew she is. So everything is great. So she's like my mom. She hates it, and it's always such a, and I'm so spoiled. And the thought of taking a plane and then getting on a bus to me is like, oh, I hate it. But my mom's like, gonna pick you up at the airport. Oh my god! So it starts out great. She picks me up. She's in a new car. She's been driving the same car for 15 years, and it finally just literally just dropped, fell apart on the highway. And she bought herself a brand new car, which my mom is like, she loves talking about how poor and money and and you and I gotta save for my children and what it. So she finally bought herself a new car. Lovely leather interior. Gorgeous. She picks me up. She's very proud of it. It's got a CD player, and it's got power everything, and she's very into her new car. And I'm like, great. And I'm trying to be really not say shit about the car, which is kind of... But I'm like, hey! That's great. So tonight, it's already like, oh, and the weekend is jam-packed. What do we do? There's like shopping for Olivia's birthday. There's visiting Olivia. There's babysitting baby Olivia, who is... so damn cute. I can't, whatever. Everyone's not the cutest baby, whatever. Everyone's got their own cute baby. She just does things like, hello. And it's like, oh, Jesus Christ. Like, she's great. And I get to be like the uncle that gets to be like sassy, like by her black Barbie and shit like that. And my whole family has cute things like, oh, they're so funny and fun. Oh, they're so scary. But everything is great, and we go, and it's just so nice, and the weekend is really nice, and I feel like I'm sort of in a happier space, and I'm letting my mom just, like, I'm doing this stuff, I'm not being freaky, like, mom hates when I get, like, she loves when I used to be preppy when I was 16, I was preppy, my mom still is like, preppy, I'm like, oh, I'm 35, I'm not, but I, like, occasionally try to look nice for her, and she, it makes her so happy, like, that's the revisionist history stuff, like, I play into her fantasy of, like, my preppy... straight boy son or something. So I'll do it for Easter. Fine. And she's so happy. And we're having so much fun. And everything is so good. So then it's time to go. And also, oh, I do 3 days. Not 5 days. I can't. I have to go back and work. I don't have a job. I'm like, oh, 3 days. Always. Learn the lesson. Don't go the full week. So I'm going back. Like, you know what? Here's how I'll be a big schmuckone. Why don't you drop me off at the Woburn Pack and Go? You know, and I'll take the bus to the airport because I know it's such a drag for you to get in. And then my mom, who like, you know, she can't like let me one up her kindness. Is like, one better than that. I hear tale that there's a new Target opening. We're like in the car. It was like a rhetorical. Like I didn't even know what it was. Like she had to say the word Target. And the two of us were just, like, strapped in and ready to go. Going out early, we'll do a little shopping at Target. And the two of us are in heaven. And my mom and me, it's the shopping thing that happens is so... it's like we are so opposite, and yet we... it's like we both love a bargain. But not, like, in a... I can't... like, my mom's version is, like, my mom will, every time I go home, pull out a shirt, like a silk blouse. And she'll always say, look, you like the blouse? Let me tell you. And then she goes into this little story about it, which is that, A, it's always like, it's Liz, which means Liz Claiborne, but my mom calls it Liz, like that's like a fancy designer name. It's Liz. Silk. Gorgeous. Okay, so let's guess how much. don't guess, because she's going to tell you the whole shebang, which is that it started at $89. I got it on 40% off sale on a double due day on Tuesdays. Plus, my mother works one day a month at Feline's, which is like Macy's, just so she can get the employee discount. She's like, truly, someone's about down. P.S. $96. And she'll put it on. I'm like, you know what? It doesn't look good on you. And she'll go, I know. And I'm the same. I've got the exact same story. Except mine is like some fucking bullshit Sherry Brand Versace sweater that I bought at the Barney's Warehouse sale 8 years ago. That I like whored myself to find the sales girl that had the little red sticker star that if she stamps the label, it makes everything an immediate like 50% off the lowest price. And I was like, I don't even know how I did it, but I like got her. I was like, $69, a fucking $300 sweater set. And same thing. I've worn it this many times in my life. And I put on the same thing. My friend's like, oh my god, it's amazing. It's not going to come on you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're the same, different. So we go to Target, and it's great. It's just where, like, and and I give her, like, my list of things that I'm looking for. Such an asshole. I'm like, okay, these are the things that I need as we're walking to the store. And I'm just, like, listing the things that only my mother will appreciate. Like, okay, I need a bathing suit because I've never had a bathing suit. So I need a bathing suit. This is what it has to entail because everything in my life has to be exactly just this one choice, nothing else. And so it had to be a bathing suit. It had to be, like, those surfer shorts that are so cute that tie. But it has to be lined. So you don't have to wear underwear, but it can't have an elastic waist. For whatever it's worth, that's almost near impossible to find. Unless you want to spend like $80 or $90, I'm like, really? But I want to find it at Target for $14. And my mom is so willing to be like, oh, you're crazy. Let's go. So we go to Target, and we're just like shopping and buying tea. And my mom also, who's like spent the whole weekend telling me how poor she is, and she bought this car so she has no money, and God forbid she lives an extra 10 years because she has no money for retirement, is like throwing shit into things like, you need four, five, six, like, and just t-shirts and shirts, and it's great. And we look, and I'm like, hey, 20 minutes ago, we got to get to the pack and go. And so we get into the new car. I get to the back seat because I'm going to try and put all of these new things that she bought me into my carry-on because, like my mother, we also try to travel as little as possible. But the suitcase is filled with, packed with full of clean clothes because also, even though I'm 35, I still go all the way cross-country with a bag full of dirty clothes. Not because my mom even washes it, because I like washing it in her machine. Mm-hmm. So, it's full, right? And I'm like shoving like all these new t-shirts in and like doing it all and not taking them out of the packages because if you want to return it, you got to keep it in the original packaging and have the receipt, which my mom will hold on to, and FedEx, like, photocopy me a thing in like a couple of days. I'm putting it in, and I'm in the back seat of her car, and we're laughing, and I've given her a seat. My mom hates all of my music, and I happen to have this Chet Baker CD that was, because I like to listen to like calming music while I fly, and I had it in her car, and she loved it, which is shocking, because she's so not loved it. And I was like, I want you to have, like, use it for a while in your car, and we're bonding in a, like, a nice way, and I'm in the back seat, we're laughing, and all of a sudden, my mom goes, oh, Jesus, and then, boosh, and I go, lying in the back seat, and I look up, we have barreled into the car in front of us, and the car in front is blowing smoke and horned like a huge accident. We were in a huge accident. And I'm like, oh my god, mom, are you okay? And she's like, and my mom's like totally not in her body. She's just like, I think I've hurt my toe. Like, she's got this weird voice that's like eerie. I'm like, are you okay? She's like, she's not even asking me, and she's Mother Earth, and she's not doing the like, how's my baby? Like, she is that like lift the piano off the baby thing story. She's just like, I don't know, my toe. Like, she's crazy. It's weird. So I get out of the car, and it's like a movie, and I go up to this car in front, and just filled with smoke. And it's because the airbag popped, which is filled with all that smoky stuff, and it's horrible. And they're teenage girls, like cheerleading, screaming. And this girl, everyone's fine. This girl in the passenger seat was like, ba-goosh, and like broke all the windshield, all through the brick. Blood streaming, and it's like a fucking freak scene. And they barreled into a car in front of them, which was like this old, like, Bill Ricka couple who, like, I think just wanted an excuse to, like, light up a cigarette, you know what I mean? Like, that kind of couple that she was just, like, just wanted a lock. like was like, oh, we have a time. Like, they know, like, they were freaking and screaming, and these girls were out of their minds. And I go back to my car, my mom's car, and I get a t-shirt out of my bag, and I give it to her to put on her head, which is bleeding in the car. It was crazy. Like, my mom's car was completely total, completely ruined. It was a week old. Their car was a week old. It was totaled. And it was crazy. And then all of a sudden, just before I knew it, my mom, the one thing she did was get the cop to get me to the park and go so I can get on the bus to get to the airport. And I was like, what the, okay. And I did. And then I'm at the airport. I try to make a phone call to say to my mom, like, I can't believe you're hurt. And then also they announced my name over the intercom. And I'm, oh my God, so I can't call my mom. I get on the plane. And then we sit on the plane for an hour. And I'm realizing, like, my mom was just in a terrible car accident, and it's crazy, and I can't call her because they won't let me off the plane, and the stewardess is like, well, you know, do you have a cell phone? I'm like, no. And then she's like, well, you can use one of these, and I'm so sad. I'm like, I'm not paying $5 a minute. Because I know that would piss my mother off more. I'm like, in a way, if I use one of those phones, she would have been furious with me. So I don't do it, and can I tell, I have a quick little PS story part of this, which is that, I'm sorry, this is going on for 2 hours, I don't even know, but I'm on the plane, I'm freaking out, so finally they come by, like, drinks, I'm like, give me a scotch, just fine, I'll give you a scotch, $4, boom, and it's come by again, I'm like, dude, give me another scotch, man, and she's like, okay, and then she's like, don't worry about it, I'm going to give it $4, I'm like, okay, and they've given us the headphones for free, because they made us wait for an hour, so we're watching that terrible Nicolas Cage movie, where he wakes up and is married to his high school sweetheart. Someone taps me on the shoulder, like this sort of older, black, gentlemanly, silver-haired steward. But where is that from? I have no idea. Bernard Shaw, like, excuse me. Kimberly would like to see you in the back of the cab. Kimberly would like to see you in the back of the cab. Like, what do I do? And everyone's looking at me. And I get up, and I go in the back, and like, I'm sorry, I'm here to see Kimberly. I'm fine. We're fine. And she goes, I snuck these for you, and hands me 2 Glenlivet bottles. I'm like, oh my God. Wow, I'm not a drinker. Like, I just, and I kind of tell her the story. I was just in an accident, all this stuff. And she's talking, and then I realize that, like, there's this cute girl behind her stewardess. It's kind of like listening and giggling. And then I realize, like, they double dared that gentlemanly steward to come get, like, she is trying to pick me up. And then I realize, like, so there's 2 people that can't believe I'm gay. It's my Kimberly, the lovely stewardess on American Airlines. Anyway, it's crazy. So, P.S., let me just say, you know, I sort of justify this whole thing that, you know, my mom is fine and everything is fine, and she's shockingly okay about the car and everything, and I just sort of decided that God kind of needed me and my mom to, like, realize what was happening, because I think there was a little change going on. I think that at some point you just maybe have to, like, say, like, God, I blame you for everything, but I got, like, 30 more years with you, so let's just, like, have a good time for a little bit. For a little bit. And I think God maybe wanted us to, like, remember that happiness forever by having a story to go with it. You know what I mean? Happy moment.